Are you ready to pack your bags and head out on a grand adventure? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Big Blend's Road Trip Radio Show. Let's find out where we're going today. Hey, everybody. Today, we're going on a road trip from Asheville, North Carolina to Kentucky. Apparently, they've got a beautiful waterfall there. They've got beautiful waterfalls in Asheville, too. But this is kind of a winter road trip, so when it's cold, and you go to Kentucky, you may want to stop on the Bourbon Trail to warm up a little bit. And you may want to have some good music, too. And that's what our friends Steve and Karen Wilson, known as Mr. and Mrs. Wild, did. Steve and Karen, you've heard them on many Big Blend radio shows. They own and run The Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast in the Montford Historic District in Asheville, North Carolina. They travel for wildlife. And then they travel for wildlife when it comes to music. And that's what they did on this road trip. So they're here to report about their road trip from Asheville to Kentucky. So welcome back, guys. How are you?
We're good. How about you?
Good, good. Yeah, listen, this was a wildlife road trip, really, for music. Right, Karen? Because I was looking at the photo. Yes. It was definitely Mr. and Mrs. Wild. Who were you going to see perform and where? Come on, we want the good gossip.
We went to Lexington, Kentucky. We went to see Pantera and Lamb of God. And then we also did a show on the way back in Knoxville, Tennessee for Disturbed. So we saw two shows on that road trip. Two parks, two concerts.
Ah, this is the ultimate, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Wild adventure. So Steve, did you have a good time? Was the music good? This is very important about the music.
It is.
Yeah, the concerts were great. I mean, we had a great time. There's a lot of people at the shows, a lot of nice people we ended up meeting. We just had a good time as always. So
it seems like you guys have like good road trips from Asheville to be able to see music within your own city. But even if you go to South or Northwest, it seems that you guys travel even to Ohio to see music and stuff. So it's for people coming to the bed and breakfast, do people do this as like a road trip? Because Asheville is like a main stop. You can sit, have a hub, do a few things for a couple of days out in Asheville, then go to your next destination. So the road tripping thing seems pretty cool because you got Knoxville, Tennessee, you got Charleston, not that far. Yeah, you really have some main key cities near you.
We do. We get a lot of people that are going to places like Charleston, Savannah, or even like maybe something to like Memphis, where we become a nice stopping point. So people will stop, spend a few days here. We've had people come here, same thing for music. I mean, being a smaller city, we don't get some really big shows, but we've had some popular things. Like last weekend was 3 days of Billy Strings, and he's pretty popular.
He stretches strings for 3 days. Just kidding. Well, yeah, you know, but hey, but this is the thing. So it's like you look at how tours happen for musicians. You know, they look at that. These are the music cities where people can actually congregate and go to. So it's the same thing for people traveling. So when someone's nearby, you guys are like, oh, we're going, right? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it seems from your posts and over the conversations over the years that you've got the orange peel in Asheville, but then it seems that you go to Cherokee. What's going on in Cherokee? Seems that you go there a lot for concerts too.
That's the Harrah's Cherokee Casino.
Okay.
It's a casino. So it's a Harrah's. So, I mean, it's a good sized property, but they get some of the bigger names in there. So we've been there a few times. We have a couple other smaller venues here locally besides Orange Peel. Salvage Station and the Gray Eagle are both great places. Gray Eagle is where we saw Ricky Rackman when he did his spoken word show last year. And then we got a couple new places like Silverado's. That's an outdoor venue. Rabbit, which is downtown. Yep, another outdoor venue. So definitely getting more going on with music around here.
That's cool. It goes with the beer. You know, it's like, have something to go
Definitely.
With it, you know? So music, for music lovers, you could plan a road trip in the Southeast through the Carolinas.
Easily.
Yeah, and then go to Nashville.
Yeah,
Now, this is
Tennessee.
important about road trip because we talked a little bit about the music, which we know you love. So this is a music road trip, but nature also is part of, take center stage, as we say. So that's the other thing is you balance it off. You go to the music, the next day take a hike, which is really a cool way. This is the ultimate road trip. I mean, American road trip is about music, what you're playing in the car. If you get to go to a show, that's even better. So you did the road trip. So this is the most important question of the day. So Steve, did you go to a
Oh.
Buc-ee's on the road on this
We
trip?
did. But it
You
was just a
did.
quick stop. I had to pick up
It
some
was a quick stop.
Visine for Karen, and they also have the cheapest gas around. So it's kind of the one going up Kentucky is it's kind of like a perfect stop, place to stop for gas from Nashville. I mean, on our car anyways, we probably get about
Crossville
20.
one out in Crossville,
No,
Tennessee. That
Crossville
was
is
the newest
Tennessee.
one.
This is going to be.
What is the name of it? I can't remember what the
I
name
am
of the town is,
forgetting.
but you're right.
I'm
You're
forgetting.
just south of Lexington when you're getting up there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe about 45 minutes, but it's just pretty much the perfect spot to stop for gas. And you're almost on right down to about a quarter tank, at least on our little Jeep, and we can fill up there. Like I said, it's usually the 5 to 10 cents cheaper than any place else. And but yeah, we didn't spend a lot of time there this time, like I said.
Okay, this
Yeah,
is
well, just a
okay.
quick stop.
Let's talk about gas since we're talking about road trips. This is our road trip radio show, right? So, no, this is a big deal. We travel the country and we've learned that gas stations that are the cheaper gas stations, folks, depending on where you are, Walmart wins. Okay. And then you get to go people watch, whether you're outside or inside. Nancy sits in the car and people watch as I go inside.
True.
We're all people watching and then we exchange notes and it's fun. But Walmart, like in Lubbock, we're like, I think we were paying $2.29 for gas, which is pretty darn cool, right? The rest of Texas is $2.80, $2.90. But like if you go to a Walmart, you're doing good. Safeway, I don't care where you are in the country. If your grocery store has a gas station for some reason, it seems from our travels to be cheaper. Have you guys noticed that?
I agree with that. I
Yeah,
agree
for the
with
most
that.
part.
And then
You
there's
can
the
get
other ones
14
like
10 cents off
Pilot.
a gallon sometimes too.
Yeah, Pilot. There's like Love's. Love's is just, Love's. Thank you. Up in the Northwest, like Wyoming stuff, they allow people to chill out when there's no rest area in the middle of snow. Thank you for that. A lot of them are really cool travel centers that allow people to just use it as a rest area. It's been it you need it. Don't drive asleep. Pull over.
Yeah,
Even
obviously, right.
10 minutes will change your drive if you're tired, So I think this is important information for a road tripping show, unless you're going to swap
It is.
off drivers, but relax a little bit. Nancy and I love our rest areas because again, it's all about people watching people. It is always. And then you look at like, okay, anyway, I won't get into rest area stories here, but I think we need to at some point do a show just on rest area people doing weird things. And the fact
You
that in Texas, their toilets are so low to the ground. And I thought everything was bigger in Texas, but not the toilets and rest areas. Like you better have good knees to stand up. I'm just
Interesting.
saying, it is so weird. As soon as we cross over that line, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to get our knees to work. because you can't.
They're not
Because you don't
Japan
want to
low, are
touch
they?
anything. Well, they're really down for little people. Like they're down. They're weighed down. Like I,
Well, in
they're.
Japan and Asia, that's practically just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, you squat and you, yep, squat above the
Oh.
hole. Oh yeah, we parts of Asia, we had fun like that. Yeah,
Squatty potties. Squatty potties.
squatty. There you go,
yeah,
squatty potties.
Oh boy, here we
Pretty
go. We're going
much.
to all have unicorns coming out just now, except for in Texas, they will be longhorns that have like rainbows, right? No, maybe not. No, maybe not. Oh, we're going to be, oh, we're still in Texas and we air this and we're going to get in trouble. But Yeah, but it's interesting in Texas here, like they have picnic sites throughout the state because it's such a big state and there's, where to pull over. So there's a lot of picnic sites, but everyone, picnic sites mean no potties. But sometimes we got to talk about the Texas throne. Come on. We're going to talk about potties. Okay,
That was
so
pretty cool.
yeah, we were right before we got on a ferry, our first American ferry, Nancy and I went on. And Nancy's like, pull over. We pulled over and there's this park and we, had our little sandwiches and looked at birds and everything. And there was the Texas Throne porta potty. Now, when you see a porta potty in any park or rest area, normally you go, I ain't going in there. Well, sometimes nature calls more than your, ideas. See, was that Ozzy
Yes.
or Oreo barking? Which one was it?
That's
They
Ozzy.
knew.
He's being a
Ozzy
pain
knew.
today.
Ozzy says no. Ozzy goes, no. We're not going to porta potty. Well, we did. And it was clean and it was called the Texas Throne. And I think that is smart marketing, really, when you think about it. So
Yeah,
I
I think so.
shout out to Texas Throne. Come on, that's so,
That
that
was
is
clever.
awesome.
I thought that was cool.
It was cool. And then we went on the ferry, and that was weird. Like it, I. When was the last time you guys went on a ferry ride? Been a
Oh,
few
maybe the Outer
years.
Banks.
Yeah, a few years probably. Outer Banks is probably the last time.
Outer Banks. So in North Carolina, so that's north,
Yes.
west, northeast,
Yeah,
northeast of you.
between the
Yeah, we
Northeast
almost
Seattle.
ended up there, but we got all freaked out. It's like a ferry. We can't go on a ferry. We don't know where we're going. It was the end of day, so we really didn't know. And then this, all of a sudden, you are going on the ferry, whether you like it or not. And Nancy's looking at me because the last time she had been on a ferry with a car was in East Africa. And dudes, you could lose your car. Like, what American
That's
ferry
crazy.
systems are versus East Africa in the 70s. We're talking night and day. Like, put your car on this floating thing with drums underneath it. Yeah, good luck. So Nancy's looking at me and she's like, I'm like, Nancy, we're in America. It's going to be fine if we're going to do it. And I have to tell you, I had a little nervous kind of, what's going to happen because Nancy riled me up, but there were pelicans flying by, seagulls. And then, we were looking at people's bumper stickers, and one of us was a person with a bumper sticker saying, I promise all is going to be all right. Here's a crisis hotline. And I'm like, what? I'm not doing that.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm like, how bad is this going to be? And it wasn't. We got off and we went to a wonderful hotel. A wonderful hotel, actually. Seaside hotels are really cool. I think they're part of the experience. Like when they really go for it, they make breakfast waffles in the shape of Texas, the state of Texas. Like, come on.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Very
It's
cool.
cool.
Yeah,
It was fun. It was
it
fun. So we had a good little road trip experience and we got through. But Nancy still needed a glass of wine after the ferry. She's like, I need wine after that. And I was like, nothing bad happened.
is.
I know, but I need wine. I did a ferry. Okay. I'm not going to complain, but yeah. So like you didn't have to do any ferry crossing going to Kentucky, but you did get bourbon, I hear. You did the bit
You
of the
get
bourbon
bourbon.
trail. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a
This
little
time
bit.
we only did two distilleries this time. We've done parts of the Bourbon Trail before, and there's still parts that we will go back and explore some more. But we did basically Buffalo Trace Distillery, which is one of the most popular for good reason.
Matt,
It's a really good place.
it's one of the oldest distilleries we have in this country, I believe. Like, seriously,
I believe
Buffalo
so.
Trace is
I believe so.
an American icon. Like it should
It is.
be, I don't know, we should ha it should have its own place in Congress. God, maybe everything will get done. But like
I don't think they
it
changed the name to Buffalo Trace until what, the late 70s or mid 80s?
was
What's the name?
something like that. It was something like that, right? Because they're like one of the only ones that it's a complimentary tour you can take with the tasting. So about an hour, they take you through the property, tell you all about the processes, the history of the place, how it came to be, how it split off with Key and Kessel is the other one that is related to them or was related to them. And then very dog friendly. So our pups were allowed to go on the tour, which was fun.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, and so they, yeah. I'm looking them up now, and apparently they say that they are the oldest continuously operating distillery in the United States. And so, yeah, that's pretty huge. And it is on the Registry of National Historic Landmarks.
Right. Yeah, that it is too. So it's very cool in that, respect.
Okay, so this is all part of Franklin County, Kentucky, and it's part of so the Buffalo Trace, you were talking about the name. So that refers to the, what they're saying on here online. I'm just reading online. It refers to the ancient Buffalo Trackway that crosses the Kentucky
exactly.
River. Ooh.
Yep.
Yep.
So you kept with the
wildlife. The dams went up when it was shallow enough. Yep.
Yeah.
Is it buffalo or bison? Oh, here we go. Oh boy, I shouldn't have asked.
Well, they told us buffalo. They did say buffalo on the tour, anyways.
Yeah. Well, God, that whole area, like the Trail of Tears, is out there too. You know, which is sad. Sad history. It's just such a. It's so beautiful too. And you went in winter, so all the leaves are gone off the trees.
Yeah.
It's night and day difference.
Yeah.
So when you
it
went
is.
Out in the nature spots, people tend to not want to go hiking until it's all pretty
Right.
and green and everything. But to me, sometimes you are able to see birds better, and it's just
you
a
are.
Different experience. So what was it like for you guys going hiking? I know you went to Cumberland Falls, right?
We went to Cumberland Falls State Park. I would like to go back. It's one of the only places with that waterfall that's known. You can see a moonbow when it's a full moon. Unfortunately, it wasn't when we were there, so we didn't get to attempt that. But it's a beautiful park. And we did the hike to the falls. So you can actually, there's like a parking lot and just a short little walk there. So you don't have to be a hiker. I mean, there's different ways you can access the falls. There's a little beach kind of off to the side of it. So just a nice little further place for a little bit of nature, peace and quiet. And that's for me, that's the best part about winter hiking, is that you have very few people, so you get to enjoy just the peace and quiet in nature.
I love that, you know, too. Nancy and I, it's just so we always tend to get there earlier. You know, we were just, like I was saying, in Port Aransas at this wildlife refuge, which was amazing. And we got there in the morning as soon as we could, and deer greeted us at the gate, literally, right? And
oh, that's cool.
I know, I'd actually tried to send you a photo, and my phone didn't work there. And I was like, ah, oh, my phone doesn't work. This is really cool. That's not, you know, I get excited about my phone not working, because then it's like,
I agree.
I got
I agree.
A free
You're
pass
off the grid.
From school. Yeah, you got a free pass. You don't have to answer anybody. Sorry. You know, literally, I don't have to lie. I'm not lying. It's like, it wasn't working. But, you know, going in there, there was no one. As we did this wildlife drive, we went on a pier. We saw blue water. I mean, alligators, whooping cranes. It was beautiful, right? But we also could tell the timing was a little bit off for most of the wildlife. Like, we should have been there even earlier and then being later. And then we thought, oh, we'll come back. And then we realized Port Aransas was actually an hour and a half away from, like, I don't know. We did the just get on the road off the beaten path, just do something, you know. So we didn't plan this out, you know. So we thought we'd go back through it, but then we did Padre Island National Seashore instead. But I swear to God, what was interesting to us, we're leaving around 1-2 o'clock. You know, that's the worst time to see wildlife, right? It's hotter. It's that midday sun.
Yep,
and the animals are like, I'm moving in. That's when everybody was going in. I'm like, you're coming into a wildlife refuge at the worst time. Why? But then what also amazed me is there were tons of mosquitoes, which, you know, Nancy and I were just in the snow and ice. So in Oregon.
Yeah,
and so now we're sunburned and we're getting nailed by mosquitoes everywhere.
Oh,
and everybody
oh,
was sitting in the picnic area where the mosquitoes were. And we're looking at them going, how are you doing this? You're eating mosquito sandwiches right now. So I don't know, maybe the midday they burn off. I don't know. But it was just odd to me about going, people's timing of going into parks. If you want to see wildlife, that is the worst time.
Yeah.
You know,
it is. I think some people don't realize that. And then maybe there's others that do that, like they want the warmer part of the day. And I understand that because we have to get ourselves motivated to get started early in order to brave that cold. Yeah. But it's usually worth it, you know?
Yeah, you want the sunrise, the sunset,
right.
Whatever you can do, you know? But yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I know everybody's on their different schedule, but Nancy and I are leaving going, we know going back around, doing any kind of trails, because we had a full car with computers and stuff. We just don't leave it open, but don't, like, that's not, you know, so it was interesting to me. So, but I think you're really right about having that quieter hiking time. And there just really is, it's a different architecture. You get to see a tree in a different way than when it's summer. So I I know it looks dull to people, but it's not. And the photos you sent of Cumberland Falls, it still has that blue and white to it. It's like that
I know.
Teal
yeah.
kind of look to it. So that's pretty amazing. So they say the limestone there is really good. That's what makes good bourbon, is the water.
Exactly.
That limestone.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah, the limestone and all that.
Yeah, it's so pretty. The Kentucky's pretty for that reason. It's a little different with the rolling hills, all the horse farms. I mean, it wasn't, you know, really green right now. We've been there when it has been green and lush, and obviously that's prettier. But I mean, so you sacrifice a little bit of beauty in order to just kind of have it to yourself.
That's cool. You also went into the Daniel Boone National Forest, and I know Nancy and I have been through there. And, you know, Daniel Boone is like, his history is amazing. And I'm glad he has a forest named after him. But you went and saw this, the natural bridge. Do they call it Daniel? Is it Daniel Boone's bridge or is it just natural bridge?
So that's what's kind of confusing. There's more than one natural bridge in Kentucky. So this one is in Daniel Boone National Forest. And, so that's actually a pay area, which is fine. You know, we have no problem paying for that. So it's a pay area versus some of the, like the other parks aren't fees.
$5.
But this one, this one was just like a nice mile and a half loop around where you get from a viewpoint from the parking lot and you can take the hike down and get right down under that arch bridge, which is so cool.
It's beautiful. I mean, is that? Yeah, I was going to say, is it sandstone? Yeah, because it looks, it's got that
it
color
is,
to it. Yeah, I mean, because we normally see things like this in the desert southwest, in a way.
Yeah,
it's a weird place for it to be, but
I think
very
it's cool. It is cool.
There's all kinds of pebbles that are embedded in the sandstone and all that, and you kind of think you can pick them up, but you can't. They're just pretty much stuck in there.
I think it's kind of cool that you went in the desert in the winter time, so you can really see the geology. And then if you go back in the summer, there's going to be water and greenery, and you're not going to see as much of those layers of geology. So, do you guys want to go back in spring or summer or even fall? It's going to be beautiful out there, right? Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah,
fall. Yeah, there's some good fall pictures that we've seen.
Oh yeah.
But to see the geology
for
people who like that. But I'm like, what a good place for snakes to hang out. I know this. I'm not trying to freak people out, but come on, Steve. When you were walking around there, were you thinking like, come on, snakes want to hang out here, you know? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's
especially on a sunny, warmer day. We look on the path knowing that they might be trying to get some sun and warm up. Never know.
I'm so bummed about that in Texas, like, because some of the walkways and everything, I've seen, like, people have posted, you could see water snakes hanging out on the walkways in Port Aransas. And I'm like, the water's there. And I did see an alligator, but he was way off, you know. I have it on the, it's a bad photo because it's just so way off. But I'm like, dude, I know this is, you know, I know you're there, guys. You know, because it was warm enough for them to start coming out. And I'm like telling Nancy, like, it's baby snake time. Snakes are coming out. This is exciting. I know people don't want to see them, but like, we all love them. And I was just like, they like the boardwalks. You know, people feel more safe on these boardwalks going over, but actually they like to come out and sun themselves out there. And
Right.
And that's what, as soon as I saw the geology of this natural bridge, I thought, oh, you know, snakes love it out there because it's all rocks and warmth. And
I'm sure, yeah.
I know, not scaring people away, but listen, when we go, like, you don't need to be
No.
there. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you know, but it is amazing. And I think it's kind of interesting the views, you know, that you have one
Yeah.
photo where you can see it, you know, you were saying like off in the distance. It is almost like what a natural walkway would be when you go on the Blue Ridge Parkway out your backyard and they have the little tunnels you go through. It's kind of like that in a weird way, but nature
Yeah.
did this one,
All right. Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. I
And
agree.
then
A lot
it's,
bigger.
yeah, and but na and natural. It's weird
Yep.
how this happens, how in geology.
I
And
know.
then the top,
It
you know,
is.
animals walk on top of it where all the vegetation
Oh, I'm
is.
sure. Oh,
That's all
yeah.
these
Yeah, we.
wildlife corridor bridges that they're doing across the country, which is so cool for wildlife to
I love
not
that.
have to walk across
Yeah, that's a
this
long time coming
road.
for that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's slowly happening.
definitely.
They're doing it in LA now, out by Santa Monica
Oh, are
National
they? Okay.
Recreation. Yeah. They're doing it in Wyoming.
Yeah.
There's projects. We've done a few shows on it and it's actually
Okay.
happening. I think it's part of that bill with the transportation bill and all of that.
Okay.
Is part of
Yep.
that. And
Yeah,
I
they're
think
doing
it's
that here
really
too.
cool. Oh, they are?
Yeah, North Carolina, near the border of
Yeah, where they're
Tennessee,
working.
we have a
Yeah,
section.
on the 40, yeah.
They're
They
doing that
already
same
dig
thing.
one, they're working on another one, and but
Yeah.
yeah, for like the deer and the bear and the whatever
Yep.
other creatures are coming
I
through
love
there.
it. I love it because it
Yeah,
separates
I
that
do
and
too.
nobody wants to hit an animal and an animal doesn't want to be hit.
No.
So it's kind of like this nice
Right.
balance, you know, and they can be in their natural setting. You know, I love it. I think
Exactly.
it's we can have good progress. The other part too, I'm talking about North Carolina, you guys have like on roadways and road trips is I always bring up the Flower Bridge. I know you talked about that on a previous show with you. I can't stop
Yep.
talking about that flowering bridge and Lake
I love
Lure.
that though too.
Lake Lure? Lake, I want to say
Lake
Lake Lure
Lure,
again.
yes. Yep.
Lake
Lay
Lure.
Lure, yep.
I just want to give it a new name. It's Luna. And we're
Yeah.
taking care of Lula the dog. But that bridge, that flowering bridge is amazing what you can do
I
and
know.
how we can honestly, I'm not trying to be political, but if we can just get rid of this political drama and actually look at the
Yeah.
task at hand. This flowering bridge
Yeah.
is one of those examples of, okay, we're going to tear down this historic bridge and then put this new shiny thing
Right.
here. And that's not good for wildlife. It's not good for people. It's not good for tourism. It sucks. The whole
Right.
idea sucks. And here's a group of people
Yeah.
who probably all are in, you know, different political backgrounds coming together
Sure.
to, hey, we care about flowers and butterflies and actual nature and
Preserving
human health,
history.
all that preserving history, keeping the downtown nice.
Yeah,
In
absolutely.
Chimney Rock, North Carolina, not far from, you know, where Steve and Karen are in Nashville. And they do that.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like when you see things like this on road trips, it reminds us that we can go beyond whatever's going on our TV and everybody barking at each other and on social media and stuff, that
Yeah,
things
really.
travel does that.
True.
Do you guys feel that when you road trip going to different
Yes.
communities? You know?
Definitely, because you meet people from all over, different cultural, different, you know, skin color, different
Different ideas,
sexual orientation, you know, different, and none of that matters when you travel. You just kind of connect on travel, where you've been, what you've done, what you plan to do. Most of us are, you know, passionate about it, so we just have that common ground, and nothing else matters. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and that's it with you guys being hosts at a bed and breakfast too. So you have like both sides going. You
We
understand
do.
both sides. You know, it's like everybody tip the housekeeping. I'm just gonna say let's tip the housekeeping. You know, the other thing, just going. You know, you sent some photos too of you went to Buffalo Trace, but you also have a photo of this wonderful downtown with all these different signs, you know, showing. I love those signs where it's like, you know, this side, you know, it's 1,000 miles to New Orleans or whatever.
Right.
So
Yeah.
where was that? Where was that
That was in
photo taken?
downtown Frankfort.
How far was that from
So
Buffalo
that
Trace? Was that kind of in that vicinity or a
5 minutes.
different place? Okay.
About 5 minutes down the
5 to 10 minutes.
road. Yeah, not far. That's so that
Like that.
I don't know if that's all the distilleries in Kentucky. I doubt that. It's probably just the ones on the Bourbon Trail that are that on that sign. But as you can tell, there's a lot of them, and they're pointing in every
Yeah, there's a
direction.
lot of
So plenty of bourbon.
them. And you went to Lexington Distilling too, right?
Yes,
Yep.
we did.
Yeah, they
That's
got
the
a lot of
second
nice
time
beer
we've
there.
been there. Go ahead,
And they
Steve.
got bourbon
The
barrel
beer.
ale that's outstanding. And if you ask them, the one that I like is they also do a cream ale. You can
I
do a
like
half
it
and
too.
half with a half bourbon barrel and half cream ale. And, oh boy, is that good.
It's good. Yeah, I agree.
Oh. Ooh.
That's a nice combination.
Steve, are you thinking now that you may need to get some barrels from them and take them to the B&B for part of your brewing procedures?
Yes,
I'm just.
it's crossed my mind.
Has it?
Oh yeah,
Oh.
we've talked about it.
Oh, wow. Wow, I can see that. I can see
It
suddenly people having full barrels in their bedrooms. Dollhouse. It's like
That'd
suddenly the
be a good
light of the
decorator
rose.
piece, unless it started leaking in the floor,
Yeah,
or unless
no
they didn't,
kidding.
till they,
No
unless they
spillage,
drilled a little
yeah.
hole in there with a straw.
Okay, wait, can Nancy and I have that room? We'd like two
Yeah,
straws
I think
too.
you guys might
Of
be the ones
course.
drilling the hole with the straw.
Yeah, we'd be doing that. And it would be, but it would be two straws, seriously.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be like, we'd be throwing each other off the straw, like, get off, it's my turn, it's my turn. It's like,
That wouldn't work
I
out. Yeah,
know,
we
but
couldn't
it's
have
kind of, I love that you guys travel out and do this. But I also know that you travel sometimes with your dogs, Ozzie and Oreo.
Yeah.
Any tips on that for people road tripping? We do the other side of like people who do not road trip with their dogs and keep them at home, and everyone's got different ages and needs and routines and everything. But
Right.
if you're road tripping with your dogs, how do you do that to be able to do what you do, go to shows and everything? Have you trained them to say, like, Ozzie and Oreo behave? We're going to go rock out to Disturbed and Pantera tonight. You better behave. Yeah, any tips for pet owners?
Our
they're
boys
pretty,
are
I mean,
good.
they're pretty
They're pretty much trained for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're
they
pretty
pretty
them up
much
on it.
dismiss us. They go to sleep. We give them a treat. They go to sleep and they just wait for us to come back.
Yeah, or
They
they'll
just,
stare at their door waiting
chill
for us.
out.
And getting in the
Yeah.
car, you just stop and do walkies and things like
Yeah,
that.
absolutely.
And they hike
Absolutely.
with
I
you
like to
too.
use, yeah, they'll hike with us and then like I'll use Bring Fido is a great research tool to find hotels, accommodations, restaurants. Just places that'll allow you to bring your dog, so that
Yeah.
makes it
Well,
easy to
most Red
know,
Roosts
are
and
they welcome?
Motel 6 is like keep your dog.
Okay. So lodging that.
Yeah.
Now, do you allow people to bring dogs to the bed and breakfast at the Lion and the Rose? Uh-oh.
We do
I'm
at
sure.
certain times of the year. We do at
Okay.
certain times of the year. We do like Bed and Biscuit certain days, like all of February we were doing it. And unfortunately, we just can't do it all the time because we do get people that are allergic. And in our case, all our rooms are, we're
Yeah.
nothing's really separated. So we just want to make sure everybody's comfortable and happy. Majority of our guests are dog friendly and have dogs, but they do choose to leave their dogs at home. They just want to be
Okay.
able to,
Yeah. Hey,
yeah, be
everyone's
it
different.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, and you guys bail off without your dogs too. We know that, so everybody, sometimes it's like, as Nancy and I travel pet sitting, and people are like, we it's like people go, okay, we actually need a vacation from our kids now. It's like they don't want to have to do anything. It's because their animals are their
True.
kids, And sometimes they're like, we, and even their own kids, they're like, we need all of it to be gone. Not that they don't
Right.
care. It's
Yeah,
just
yeah.
everybody needs a break, and to not
Right.
have to worry and to be able to have that extra freedom to do what they need to do. I don't have to
Yeah,
go
I
back by
agree.
6 o'clock to feed the dog kind of thing. It's like that sometimes on a vacation
Absolutely.
is what you need. So it's two ways, but I think the app that you were talking about, the Fido, My Fido app,
Bring
what was it?
Fido. Bring
Bring
Fido.
Fido. That's a great app for people, just even to know restaurants
It
that
is.
you So many restaurants. I mean, Asheville, your town itself is dog friendly. It's like, hey, we have
are
a, you know,
definitely.
water, dog biscuits, you know, all of that. So that's really cool. Very cool.
It is.
So where is the next road trip? Have you guys thought
it
of
is
that?
Going
or?
To be in Georgia. Yeah, well, we're going to do kind of like a big road trip. Well, kind of a, where we're going to do almost a week of music bouncing around through Georgia, South Carolina,
oh,
back
see
North
that?
Carolina.
Again,
so
again,
Southeast.
It's still Southeast road trips. Oh, gosh, yeah, you guys have an awesome spot to do it. So awesome, awesome. Everyone, lion-rose.com is the website to go to with Steve and Karen. They're on our podcast, our Asheville Adventures in Asheville show that airs every first Tuesday. The upcoming Tuesday for March, we're going to be, oh, wow, it's going to be fun. This is a good podcast.
Yeah.
What's always fun? We're going to be talking about art and cocktails. You know, last month was all about, you know, therapeutic retreats, I should say.
Relaxation.
Not therapy, but relaxation, going to the salt cave, getting massages, you know, all that good stuff.
Yep.
And that's a good thing, especially with spring coming around. You want to get rid of all the toxins you built up over winter when you said, I'm not going outside. I'm just going to have another glass of wine. It's too cold. You know, so you need to get that stuff out of your system so you can have good spring. You know, everybody gets all like, woohoo, we can walk, we can dance in the sun. It's exciting. But we're going to be talking about art and cocktails. So once you get all the toxins out of your body, you can go refuel with a rooftop cocktail and go for a walk.
Retoxify.
I like that. Retoxify. Actually, that should be a bar name. That's a good bar name. Retoxify.
Oh, that is.
That would be a good bar name. Retoxify it.
Would.
Or even a beer name.
Or even a band name. Retoxified. Can't just,
Oh, there you go.
True.
A band name would be already there. We're toxic. I like it. We're going to be talking about murals, so you can go on mural tours and walks around. Asheville has beautiful public art, all kinds of art going on. It's
definitely
art-centric. They have vinyl record stores, like real vinyl. Like
I know.
Real deal. Like
Love
the thing
it.
Is happening, so check that out. So stay tuned for the upcoming podcast, but right now we're talking Kentucky. Apparently brought in Texas too. Why not? You know, but thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All
right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend's Road Trip Radio Show. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. And for travel articles, road trip articles, go to blendradioandtv.com and nationalparktraveling.com. Happy travels!